Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of Curses and Crossroads. We are so excited to be back. Sorry about that minor hiatus. School and finals really got the best of all of us this semester, so we are excited to be back on air with you this week. Just a heads up, this is the beginning of the end, meaning that episode 27, 28, and finally episode 29 will be the last episodes of season 1 of Curses and Crossroads. We are so honored that you have chosen to join us in this space, and we really appreciate you taking part of our storytelling. With that being said, as always, please check our show notes for any content and sound warnings. We do have some mechanical earth-shaking sounds going on in this episode, as well as some of the previous episodes, so those kind of just remain in place. As always, please feel free to check us out on our Twitter at CursesXRoadsPod. We love to hear back from you. Anyways, thank you so much again. We are so excited to all be back in this episode without any missing audio. And without further ado, welcome back, and we'll see you on the road.
Hello, friends.
I did it.
I'm so proud of you. Last time. I love you so much for doing this for us. I'm so glad we can do this as a family.
But how about on a side note, we've officially been doing this campaign for 2 years.
That's too many.
Bonkers. It's a baby.
Yeah, we've only been recording. It'll be a year now.
A year.
Yeah, a year. So our podcast will be a year old October 1st. But we've been playing this game since all three of you guys were freshmen in college, which is really freaking
sibling crisis is real.
You're fine, huh?
She's good.
This is
everyone.
Her
this is our main artist contributor.
Yeah, yeah, it's Shaylin.
She made our incredible profile art on our Twitter, and hopefully we'll get some more in the future as we move into our next campaign.
Folks, she has commissions set up. You can find her on Tumblr, Instagram under the tag Shakehai.
And we also tagged her when we uploaded our new header on Twitter, so go and give her a follow and check out her Tumblr, please.
Yes.
Anyways, welcome back to Curses and Crossroads, folks.
This is our, actually, we're recording right now,
this
our last
is
session.
The final session. Dun, dun.
Yeah, so all these last episodes.
Place your bets on character deaths now. We're hoping there's no character deaths. Garrett has a weird smile. I'm hoping there's no deaths.
This is a warning for next season. Monster of the Week is very narrative, gives a lot of narrative power to the players. Unlike literally every other system I know how to run, there will be character death in literally every other game we play. This one, maybe not. We'll find out.
Maybe not, as we're on the finale.
We'll still have to fight a boss, so basically
you
can die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have the, like, we're not so snow, but you have, like, the death all
you think,
to you.
You think
yeah.
I was going to do some subversion stuff? Hell no. Y'all are fighting a final boss.
Valid. Alrighty,
at least a final boss.
At least. Anyway,
bare minimum.
All this.
Bare
let's
minimum.
Jump into it.
Depends on how many side quests you do.
You're right.
Day 4 ends a little bit as it began. Full of tension. Y'all have seen stuff like this pretty recently. I think the closest thing you've seen to any of this was the Arctic, or like literally Foghorn, which would have been about a year ago in game.
Damn.
Yeah, this is bonkers nonsense biology, and its existence is like unraveling you in a way that you can't really explain. Like, seeing this thing was like, oh, it's weird that it has legs there. And then as you sit down to sleep, the image of it doesn't leave you. The shape of it doesn't leave you. The movement and how that movement was carried out of these things you've never seen is stopping you from sleeping and thinking of anything else. And apropos of nothing, you all drift into a deep, dreamless sleep. And you wake up at dawn. Everybody heal one wound.
Good morning, friends. I want to say good morning, Vietnam, but I feel like that's not the type of humor we should carry into day five.
No, I think...
Just standing on the outside of the lighthouse room. Good morning, Vietnam!
Right.
How dare you stand where he stood!
Less good morning, Vietnam. I think the tone is better for, like,
MASH.
Yeah.
War is hell.
War is hell.
Hey, no, remember when he did that whole monologue about how war is worse than hell because hell has, like, murderers and rapists and people who
deserve
it.
War has innocent people.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just saying.
MASH, still
MASH
very
is
good.
One of the best, historically, one of the best wartime TV shows that has ever been produced.
One of the best war protest shows.
It's
yeah.
so good.
Very good.
Dad had to watch it for medical school, and we watched
oh,
it with
sure
him.
He did.
And I'm like, oh my god!
Why did you have to watch it for medical school?
Because triage.
Triage.
Oh, interesting. Because my mom watched it. I watched it with her growing up. It was one of her favorite shows. I just never thought you would watch that for medical school.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good show.
It's, yeah, it does a really good job of showing, like, hey, it can get bad real fast.
That and Scrubs isn't, like, as dramatic as that, but Scrubs is very
Scrubs
medically
is very,
accurate.
Yeah, they did their research to a crazy degree
Grey's
on that
Anatomy.
Show. Is less.
Don't watch Grey's.
Watch Scrubs.
He's out of blood. Defib him.
What?
Mitch, he's a toasty corpse. Now that's all he is.
He's out of juice. Just cook him a little bit.
Hi, welcome to Curses and Crossroads, a medical TV show podcast.
No, I'm just saying, Flemeth would
I
try
watched,
that shit.
If I was to do enough Sawbones, I could fake my way through a medical history podcast.
Sawbones is good.
Yo, I'd be down for that.
Anyways.
Switching brands.
Anyway.
Yes. Day five.
Day five. I'm going to need three of you to roll and add nothing.
Who wants to do it, friends?
Actually, I'm going to need one of you to roll, and then something's going to happen, and then later, after the thing happens, I'll need someone else to roll.
Blame me for everything.
And I'll roll a second.
I got 11.
Blame you for the success,
oh.
Mitch?
You awake at dawn, is what I said, to the sound of distant gunfire. From the lighthouse, from the light itself, you can see pretty much the whole town. And something huge has made its way to the arcade. Digby and Co. are in active combat against this mass of chitinous limbs and shifting flesh. And they are able to bring it down barely. You were radioed fairly quickly. There were no major casualties, but there were several injuries,
mm-hmm.
which is very good.
Yeah.
Because you all saw that thing. That victory was a miracle. You were trying to find solace in that when the lighthouse itself begins to shake. Shifting and pulling, the weight of the metal is apparent now because it's all twisting. And something begins to drip down from the ceiling. It is magenta, a deep neon pink. It is dark in the center, and it is forming something.
What do we do?
I gasp, because my instinct is to poke it. That feels like the wrong thing.
My instinct is to throw Oreos and or coffee.
My second instinct was to throw Eden at it.
It's usually what we do, isn't it? I was thinking maybe we should do, like, the mold killer. Isn't that what the mold looks like?
I don't want to just spare anything. Should we read a bad situation?
I would say yes.
No, never. We can never.
Just act. No, thank
you. Impulse only. Impulse is the only valid course of action ever.
Plus 313.
Way to go,
Jen. Good job. Good rolls. Good. This is that finale heat.
This is the. If we
don't say it.
Hot rolls.
Don't even.
Ooh, look at how hot these rolls are.
I'm not saying nothing. I'm not going to continue my words. I'm going to be mute.
But Joven,
I knew you were going because my brain went there too, and I was like, no.
Joven, no, the rolls are so hot, you have to keep going.
Rachel just reaches over and punches Flemeth in the throat, and she's like, be mute for the rest of the days.
On a 10 plus, hold 3, so you get 3 of these. What's my best way in? My best way out? Dangers we haven't noticed? What's the biggest threat? What's most vulnerable to me? What's the best way to protect the victims?
So A, most vulnerable to me is always Draven.
Yes.
Second, we know the biggest threat. It's the thing we don't know what it is. Fairly certain. I guess there could be something else. The way Garrett's looking. We have three questions. Should we have?
Yeah.
What's the biggest threat?
It's probably the weird goop that's making a shape you don't recognize.
I noticed the threat, maybe.
Dangers
you've noticed.
There are no dangers. The lighthouse is like a weirdly safe spot. So the only thing you need to concentrate on right now is this. As it drips down, every time a drip connects with the mass, a weird, like, nearly lavender cloud of something just poofs out with every contact. So if you're going to fight this thing, which maybe you don't want to do, you might need to keep space, because when things hit it, a cloud of whatever is coming out.
Is it growing, or is it just...
Yes, it has been. Every drip is adding mass, so it's growing slowly, but it's like a leak in the roof. Eventually,
so we can't separate it? Like, we can't put, like, a pail?
You can try to put a pail.
Let's try to put a bucket under it.
I'm gonna... I feel like Lemith, as he's dragging the bucket over, he's like, hey, what you doing, friendo? Like, are you a friend or are you foe?
It has to be a metal pail, though, because if it's plastic, we're doomed.
Yeah. Okay. Do we have a metal pail? Is that something?
Yeah, probably have a metal pail.
Okay, it's a lighthouse. I figure we're leaky.
Let's just put a pail under it. Leaky roof.
Yeah, so as you go to put the pail under the drip above the mass, a little puff of that violet, you can't help but breathe it in. Take one harm, and you're going to add a stack of something I've decided to call spore.
Okay. I don't like that.
I know beyond all rationale that this is out of character. I'm not letting you do this to in character. I know, against all rational. I just want to punch
something. Okay.
I really
no.
Do.
No.
It's okay. Like, how dare you spore my son?
Like, you attack my son? No, attack me.
My boy.
My boy. Look at how they massacred my boy. Mom, it's just one little drop. Okay, one harm, one spore.
One spore.
Did you say I inhaled it or, like, splashed on my hand and I inhaled it?
While you tried to place the bucket, it splashed on your hand and the vapor or mist or fog or whatever.
Did it, like, burn or anything? Like,
didn't feel great. It was a little bit like inhaling baby powder by accident.
Ugh.
Well, I need to take one harm.
That's my...
It wasn't painful, but it was extremely unpleasant.
Well, that was gross.
Yeah, let's not do that again.
Yeah, let's not...
It's not breathing.
But you were able to place the pail kind of on top of the thing. So it's not collecting into the same mass, but it is dripping into a bucket on top of a sludge ball.
Instead of into
the sludge ball.
Did it respond to my question?
You thought you heard some gurgling, but not in anything you understand.
Who speaks bull?
I speak a lot of languages.
You do?
I do. I have a theme.
Yep.
Would I have understood it?
It was in a language you understand.
Okay.
But it was just low enough that you didn't quite hear it. Yeah.
I mean, you
can
talk to it again.
So
can I try
to
talk to it then?
Yeah, you can try. No, I think to just talk to it, you won't need to roll.
So I kind of stand next to the thing and I say, like, what are you and are you a friend?
In this bizarre grumbling that, like, is not a language and somehow conveys meaning, it erupts at you.
Caroline! I am no friend of yours, but you owe me a debt.
It's a crazy book thing, huh?
It sucked more.
See, guys, I told you to get the stuff. I told you to get the chemicals. I told you to spray it.
This is why we always fucking listen to Eden. When
we
has she ever
the,
been
we don't
wrong?
We have the fungicide here.
Jet's always prepared.
Well, I can be prepared. I have to do my preparedness roll.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, like, spray them and then, like, girls and attacks me because it knows my name and I know what it is.
I can spray it. Let's just let his show and do its
okay,
thing.
Let me see if I even have it.
Yeah.
So I'm doing my preparedness.
Can we just call one of the others? Like, hey, Troy, well, there might be some fungal spray somewhere.
9. And that gives me, you have it, but not here.
Damn it.
And it will take some time.
You were able to grab it, but it is in the van.
And the van is in the city.
Yep.
Well, let's just leave it then.
Hey, Digby, if you're free later, can you bring me the spray from the van?
If you're not seriously fatally injured.
Can't talk now. Triage.
Valid. See you later, boo.
Digby says he can't get it.
That's okay.
Fucking triage. Who needs medical care more than I need fungicide?
However, on a side note, I've had Zepmoid written on my paper for so long now. The fact that it was finally coming back to bite me in the ass ticks me off just a tiny bit.
Yeah.
Do we just want to leave it alone? I mean, I don't feel like getting spored.
It's not doing anything right now. And there's nothing we can really do right now. I don't feel like anyways.
Yeah, let's not bug it.
We'll keep an eye on it and like we'll react if we need to. Yeah.
Let's just pick up the pail like with a mask and like dump it out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst comes to worst, maybe
can
we could
probably
hold on. What I'm hearing, are you doing a bucket chain to get rid of the monster?
No, because I feel like if you throw it in the ocean,
it's gonna be,
it wouldn't be great.
It'll be worse. But worst comes to worst, maybe I could like call Erebol and he could blast it.
No, let's not bother.
Oh.
Technically, we've already summoned Erebol. He's been around.
Is he still like chilling close by?
He's still chilling around.
Sprig would maybe know what it is. What is
Sprig
he?
Might know.
Can we ask
Sprig? Maybe we should ask Zuckmoy if he is like calling to collect.
I would say based on that last response.
Yeah.
Probably. Then we should see what he wants.
No, I don't have an inclination to find out.
He wants Ma.
Jet owes him a debt of some kind.
Yeah, we should see what it is.
We're kind of already fighting an Eldritch God. I don't want to add another.
Fine, I asked the sludge what my debt is.
The sludge. Its name is Zugmoy.
The sludge.
For the power I granted, I would typically take your soul.
Awkward.
However, I have been introduced to an opportunity.
Pause. What power did it give me? Did it give me?
It was a part of your dark past role, so it's implied that some or most of your mystical knowledge is derived from.
Okay.
I got it.
However, I have been granted an opportunity. My realm, my subordinates, all safe from the destruction beyond the void. In return for your, I guess spawn isn't the correct word, is it?
Do we understand Zuckmoy at this moment?
No.
So
no, we can't.
We just see Jet like being like, beep.
We're listening to like the elevator music. You know? It's like,
Speeded, rock, paper, scissors.
I'm like, I can't do that.
You did, okay. So
I
one,
do
three
shoot. Sorry.
Wait, it wants my spawn. I can have my dead child from the one forever ago.
Oh no, it specifically said it didn't want your spawn.
And that's a baby's soul, Jet.
A dead baby, you're alive.
Fair.
Definitely not your spawn.
No, I don't want to do it. No.
No?
No.
You don't have to take the deal.
I don't take the deal.
You don't take the deal.
Wait. Okay, no, this is like player Joven speaking because you have no way of knowing I have already sold my soul twice now.
There's a lot of
That's
contenders
true.
For this bad
I have a few IOUs.
So here's the thing about that.
There's Hydra.
Your debt was paid. By the general, remember? Which is why you were forced to join the war.
Yeah.
And how he manipulated the other three of you into joining the
war. Y'all should have fucking left me. Okay. So, technically, I only owe two souls to Hydra and to Sprig.
You don't technically owe your soul to Hydra.
Hydra wants my soul.
Yes.
And now Zuckmoy.
You are part of Hydra.
Y'all, it's so nice to be wanted.
Anybody to want you.
Travis is just like, ooh, so much redemption. And you're like, no, dumbass.
We don't know what's going on. None of you know this.
Yeah,
And
I guess I respond back. I'm like, is there anything else? Because I will not take that deal.
I'm healed. Do you have a way of ensuring the survival of my people?
So what exactly is attacking your people that you need survival for?
Here's how this is going to play out. The mortal realm is taken by outsiders. We who feed on the mortal realm lose our food source, our currency, our vitality. This ensures destruction of us all. I am promised nourishment and protection by delivering the half-seed to Hydra. What can you offer?
So, the outsiders are what are attacking us right now, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So outsiders are the one attacking us right now. Or is it like all outsiders attacking us? If we defeat them, they're non-existent?
From what you know, it seems to only be Hydra. None of the others are involved in this specific one.
So are all outsiders...
But all of them would benefit from a successful breach.
Okay.
Which Hydra can only do by fully embodying an avatar, effectively. By like fully, by going a full Jesus, being like human and deity at the same time. Which would prove that the breach, like, the realities are no longer separate.
Which was what would happen if Flemeth accepts.
Mm-hmm.
Yup.
Fuck.
Oh, and also remember, Flemeth, you taste magic again.
What does Zagmoy taste like? I'm guessing mushrooms and decay.
It is very earthy. There is a hint of some spice you can't recognize. It is more of a smell than a taste, which is bizarre for this particular sense you have.
So, if I'm understanding this right, if I were to respond, this is out of character right now.
Yeah.
If I were to respond to somewhere along the lines, we're getting attacked by outsiders now. If I save Earth now, and I guarantee, or I vow to protect Earth as long as I live.
If you can guarantee the safety of Earth from the outsiders, that would in theory be equal to Hydra's deal, and Zuckmoy might accept that.
I don't know how to guarantee it, though. Like, for sure.
Lie. Or don't.
Should I do my dark past?
You can try the dark past.
That's how we got into this mess.
Well, this is our last session. There's only so much more mess we can get
into.
Right.
Plus, we all have Lux. Y'all?
We have done very well with
some of us have less Lux than others.
I still have a lot of luck. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing my dark past. So I could ask one. The questions. When did I deal with this creature, one of its kind? What did I learn? What about magic? Do I know that could help us here? Do I know anyone who might be behind this? Who do I know that can help right now? So I know who's behind this. It's Zagmoy and the outsiders.
Oh, maybe the general? Could we call on him and be
well,
like,
well, he's technically, wouldn't he already be here?
Yeah, he's somewhere, supposedly.
Okay. No, I don't know if I
go to the general and save
and
some time.
And so this creature is not, it's Zagmoy. It's not, I don't really need to deal with it right now, I guess. So, we know it's either who do I know that can help us right now, or what black magic do I know that can help us here?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the black.
Mm-hmm.
What black magic do I know that can help us?
Your studies, and I think part of the reason you were able to tap into this power for so long without it being collected, is that you know a way to lie to demons and other extraplaners in a way that they can't detect. You have a way to make them trust you implicitly somehow.
Okay.
The ritual is pretty easy, but it requires like vital essence. Effectively, like you need to be injured in order to do it.
Ooh, how injured?
If you take one harm, I will allow you to bluff Zuckmoy.
Okay.
I feel like that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
So, but then I need to figure out something to tell Zagmoy to make him believe I can guarantee
yep.
the safety of this world.
Yep.
So what would I tell him?
Hydra is one of the big boys on the Outrealms. They're one of the bigger threats that the war has been fighting. So if we take them down, then Earth isn't in nearly as much danger. So your food supply isn't threatened.
So I could bluff and say, well, the outsider attacking us right now is one of the big ones. If we defeat him, which I think we will, then the other one dare attack while I'm alive.
Yeah, I'd let you do that.
That's a good thing.
That's
yeah.
a really good line.
They're not going to fuck around with Earth anymore if we're still here.
Okay. That's better than what I could have come up
with. So I'll take one harm, okay. Left Sevmoy, and I'll tell him, well, Hydra is one of the biggest outsiders we know of. If we, if he attacks us, which he is currently, and we win, which we will, then none of the outsiders will even dare to attack her while I'm still alive.
Very well. I look forward to collecting in the far future, then, Caroline.
And it just evaporates.
Hey, does the bit of spore that was in me float away with him?
Nope.
Fuck. Figured.
Just don't get any more spore. It'll be fine.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
You don't have to worry about getting more spore. I took care of the spore.
What if there's other spores?
There wouldn't be other spores.
I don't know with you.
Literally anybody, roll 2d6 right now.
Wasn't very good.
Use a luck.
Wait, this is a live session. You can use all the luck.
Yeah. Girl.
If you want.
Girl.
If you want.
You haven't even used one luck.
I have used one.
Do you want your girlfriend to die?
No, don't you dare threaten her.
I am
not. She makes me emotionally compromised.
If you want.
Use a luck.
Use a luck. It's 12.
The pizza delivery man arrives safe. I wasted all your luck.
You feel this. It is a shaking. This is a earthquake.
Okay.
It is a strong one. And radio comes in from the rest of the Hollow Street gang. It's Troy Bolton. He's like, come! There's a big... we can't... And the shaking stops. And a couple of minutes pass. And all of a sudden, from panic, from incredibly worried silence to frantic radio static, Troy will context you. Holy fuck, did you see that one?
What happened?
I don't want to say what happened. I don't want to think about what it was. No casualties. Couple of critical injuries, but it's fine. We're good.
Oh my god. Don't. Never mind. I'm glad you're safe, Troy Bull.
I won't never mind. And then he hangs up.
Fucking, how long were you in the war? It's been not even a week, and I'm like,
yes, man.
I'm tired.
My child didn't understand why I'm so protective now.
No, I just, how long were you in the war, Mom?
I'm old.
What?
No,
she's still technically in the war.
Yeah.
The war's been going.
Yeah.
You're right.
I've been tied with war since birth, actually. Yes.
But Joe, what war?
They trained me at 8 months old. I could throwing stars.
Hey, kids
are
wild.
A grenade, I roll cross ground towards enemy.
Oh,
my first bottle was also first Molotov.
Oh.
Baby's first Molotov.
I'm like, babies shouldn't drink soap mixtures. I'm like, it's also ethanol.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but... How is that the one?
Look, right. Cause shut up.
Anywho, no, I really do think that character has been tied to the war at some, not always directly, but at some level since my birth. That's why I've been trained the way I am. But I think I probably was involved in the war since a teenager.
Yeah, like since very young, I see it.
Because I mean, we know canonically you were in your 20s when you met Bob. Like you were not very old.
Yeah.
I really think since a teenager, I've been actively fighting in the war.
All right.
Neat character bit.
Duly noted. It's dusk. Despite everything, the sunset is wonderful.
It's kind of pretty.
And it stays wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Eden, I'm like, you shouldn't be outside.
Batman.
The light outside of the sunset continues tonight as normal, but the orange-purple glow of the sun remains. And it continues... well into the moon rising. And eventually, there is an opening in a door that was not in the lighthouse. It is in the living quarters, 40 feet in the air. And it opens. In steps a humanoid. Its skin is loose and sallow. It is hanging off of thin bone. Something tall, something that may have at one point been muscular, but it is now hanging flesh. Its claws are long and dull and black, and they make gashes in the floor as it moves. Its head is sunken, its jaw is low, and its teeth are rimmed in thousands of inch-long, needle-like teeth. Atop its head, it has dull blue eyes the size of saucers. It's got some big eyes.
It's got big eyes.
Point
of
his
eye well. Yeah.
Good catch. Thank you.
Okay.
I was gonna let go of the thank you.
So I was gonna be like, Eden, try diplomacy.
We could still put it in the eye.
And
it,
yeah.
Guys, we're still like asleep.
I wasn't done.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
We're not asleep right
now. No, you're still awake.
Oh,
y'all have been asleep. Y'all have been watching dusk continue into midnight. I don't think any of you would have slept.
I'm texting Digby like, hey, yo, does the sun look funky like some time dilation bullshit?
Digby's asleep.
Make up, asshole.
And extending from a tendril at the tip of its forehead is an orange purple light. Its light is warm and inviting and peaceful.
I loved that.
I'm gonna have a total.
That's interesting
moment.
Because
it's a fucking
both of
fish.
You specifically are actually very drawn to this light.
Yes!
No! Why?
Because it's
no.
And in fact, I'm going to ask you both to make act under pressure rolls.
Valid.
We should not play today. We're so chaotic.
Oh, no, this is the perfect time to play. This is us.
I got
10. Minutes.
You got a 10? All right, you do.
Wait.
Yeah, that's
is act under pressure.
Yeah, which I think is plus cool.
Two,
I have a
13. Yeah.
Okay, 13, you're good.
I have, that's 9.
A 9?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're also good.
Yeah.
Yes!
However, you are able to stop yourself from touching it. You are well within punching range of this thing.
Okay.
You are well within range of the metal-rending claws of this
thing.
Can
you punch
can
it
I
in
I
the
use,
eye?
Right, can I use some kick some ass?
Look
like,
it in the eye.
Just immediately, like, a hellfire blast.
Yeah, you can try that.
Should we talk to it, though? Is it coming?
I feel like it's the finale. We're not going to make any more allies. I feel like we just murder.
I feel like it's always a bad decision when we don't try to talk first.
You got kidnapped and mind wiped when we did it, when we didn't try.
No, we did.
We did try. Yeah, we set you in for diplomacy and they mind washed you.
Yeah,
brainwashed.
Well, that wasn't ideal.
I'm
but...
blasting it. I'm blasting it.
Okay,
we'll
get all right, the
roll kick some ass.
Magically, fuck you.
Six, nine, 12?
Nine, 12. Yeah.
Yeah, you obliterate it.
I kill it?
It no.
Oh.
Oh, I was like, what? Yeah,
it takes, I think, 3 harm because you're doing. Because you're doing burn it down, right? Not.
Oh my god, I forgot I had that because of air bolt.
Yeah.
Burn it down.
You do so, and that spray of liquid gold, like, exits your body in attack, and you're about to continue it and just like melt this thing into oblivion and it stops. The flow of mystical energy that allowed you to do your hellfire is gone.
Oh shit.
You have been
cut off.
Errols!
Now he's a deity. He doesn't want you anymore.
My black leather demon daddy
and,
left me.
At this realization, you leave yourself open.
You just
to
like,
harm.
Oop, there it
I'll
is.
I'll avenge you. I'll kick some ass too because I was just attacking my son.
Alright.
I want to figure out what I want to kick ass with. Just a sec.
I'm just gonna go.
I think I'll just.
And in its contact with you. No, you don't get spores, bud.
Is it another fucking debuff?
I'm trying to decide.
I feel like this is homophobic.
You succeed. You had a mixed success on your roll, and then you succeeded very well.
When did I get
an attack roll on your act under pressure roll? I'm gonna give it to you. This is a special buff. I'm not gonna call it a buff. This is a special condition. I'm calling aberrant. You already have one, actually. Remember The little gill flaps on your neck you got from when that fishbone touched you.
Oh.
This attack has more of that happen. After the attack, you stagger backwards, and you're looking around, and you're intaking a lot more of a round than you did before.
You got the eyes.
You have two eyes on the tips of your forehead and eyes on your temples now. They are deep. Glacial. Blue.
Fuck!
So that's... What's my aberrant counter, would we say?
You're two.
Fish gills, okay. No eyes.
Fish gills and eyes.
You're getting all Innsmouth.
You gotta stop touching them.
I didn't shoot it!
Okay,
so yell at me later!
I'm gonna do my kick some ass with my shotgun.
Okay.
Do I know magic?
It's kind of implied that everyone who hunts monsters knows a little bit of magic. That's why everyone has access to the use magic move.
Okay. But, like, do I, like, know magic,
You
though?
Know magic.
Do I know magic that would do more harm than a shotgun right now?
Not right now.
Okay.
10.
Hell yeah.
You didn't choose a bonus effect for your super crit.
Could I take one less harm?
Yeah, I'll let you take. That is also a thing you can do. Cool. You also get like a special crit effect.
Could I avoid like some of the aberrant? I just want the eyes to be in a different location. That's an entirely
I will let you customize thing. Where your extra
yes.
two sets of eyes are.
Okay. Honestly, just like down the cheeks.
That's worse.
I think it's better.
I feel like that's cooler.
Isn't
that Jack Sparrow when he's on the island?
Yeah.
Eyes like on the cheek. Like,
yeah, like one on the forehead, one on the cheekbones.
Yeah.
I also saw just like two extra ones. Like, what is this mouth eye going to do?
Yeah, I was thinking here, like right here and right here.
Yeah.
One on
yeah.
the
white
here and here.
Yeah, that's fine.
On
yes.
Chin,
one on my finger.
You no longer have eyebrows, but you now do have brow eyes.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Nope, I still have eyebrows. They're just above.
No.
Bitch, I had the most pale blonde eyebrows. I'm not giving them up for anything. I dyed this shit so we could have it.
I need to remember the list of... one day, I'll memorize this. Here are your crit effects. Take advantage, take plus one forward, give plus one forward to another hunter, terrible harm, which is plus one, you suffer less harm, which is minus one to you, or you force them where you want them.
Sorry, I'm spaced out. Can you repeat all of that?
You're totally fine. You gain the advantage, which means you take plus one forward to your rolls, or you give plus one forward to another hunter for the rest of the scene. You inflict terrible harm, so you do plus one harm with this attack. You suffer less harm, so you take less harm from its counterattack. Or you force them where you want them.
Okay. So how many harm does it take for Jovan? You said two?
Three.
Is it hurt badly, or is it acting
like nothing? It looks like it's pissed off more than it is injured.
Okay, so I will probably do the forward one. Do I have to say... now, if it's mine or if another person's?
No, you just take plus one forward. Oh, no, or give plus one forward to another hunter. So you do have to
specify.
E.
I'll give it to... give it to Jovan.
Okay. All right, and what are you two doing this?
Me turn to attack.
Wow, that wasn't a sentence. But y'all understood it.
Did it have a counterattack to me or no?
Yeah, you take two harm as it cuts into you. And you didn't bad happen, so nothing noticeable happens.
Yeah. Did I take one less harm, or was that...
You chose to take one less harm.
I thought I wasted that on my customization of my monster me. Yeah. And like, I will stick with that, because that's in character.
Alright. Here's all the bullshit you can do. One of the bullshits you can do.
Well, I'll give plus one to Jet.
Hell yeah. Support party. You still do four fucking harm to this thing.
Yeah, I do!
Yeah, girl!
You jump into it, and you just take the deepest, fishiest, grossest bite you've ever taken out of anything in your life. Yeah, it's pretty gnarly. So that's 4, 3, and 3. No, 4. So that's 11. This thing is fucked up.
Yeah.
It is on its last legs.
Shoot it in the eyes.
I will shoot
Did
it
I take
one? Yeah, you take. Oh, no, you don't. Oh, yeah. You take one because you only resist one.
Yes.
Nice. Oh, scheiße.
Is it plus anything or just the raw score?
It's kicks and ass. Yeah, so it's plus two.
So
she got 13.
Fuck. Okay, yeah, with the 13, actually, you do whatever. You can suplex this thing.
Because I have plus three.
Cool, you do whatever you want, the better now, I guess.
Fucking just Deadeye. Like, little tumbleweed goes by, you just draw your pistol, and a slug right into the eyes.
See, when you said Deadeye, I just imagined her glaring at him and being like, she's scared, like, basketball.
Yeah. Rachel just gets up and she's like, and that's enough.
And the fish just dies. you don't even waste your time. You don't draw your spear, you don't draw the shotgun, you take out bitch ass little 9mm. And it drops.
There you go.
Doesn't even have time to counter.
Nice.
Yay!
Hey, y'all.
Yeah. They cute, though.
Thank you.
As you're kind of, like, admiring your new perception...
see so much.
There is still that door, and it is still out.
Oh, fuck.
And,
we should take care of
it. As you're looking out over the ocean, you are mighty tempted to just kind of maybe take a swim.
Blah, blah, blah.
In fact, you are so tempted. I need you to make another act under pressure, please.
Shoot me in the ankle. If I, oh, no, that's 7 plus 2, 9.
9? All right. So you want to resist, but you're going to have to give something up or somebody could roll to help out.
I'll help. Wait, what's your cool? 3? Oh,
yeah.
All three of us.
Yeah, you're all very good at the game.
I took me lots
of damage. Yeah, okay. Don't expose yourself to harm and you just help, which means you're able to just.
Like, bitch!
I'm like, water. And you're like,
yeah! Yeah. That is the end of the fifth day.